This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 18th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya, I think.
How do you think I'm doing, Taryn? How do you think I'm doing? They don't give us anything, so I'm going to give you something. This is me trying to go good omen. Last time I wore this, I won a tournament. I'm trying to give Lamar all the good momentum he needs. So this is what we're doing here today. Drink it in.
For those that are listening to this podcast, Puya is currently in a hot dog costume.
Yep. Don't have anything else to say about it. Yep.
You got some mustard on you?
Got a little line of mustard down here. Got a nice sausage and I'm in a bun.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Sausage in a bun. All right.
That's all right.
Got for you today. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 23 in the house and no sausages or buns in this house.
Not really. Just a whole lot of sauté, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. This is going to be another quick update here as we are just heading toward the eviction, which will take place tonight on the Celebrity Big Brother episode. And then we're going to get a new HOH. And Puya is hoping the hot dog will help fuel Lamar to victory, as it will be Lamar, Cynthia, Todrick, and Misha competing in the HOH. Very likely, at least. But we'll talk through what happened here yesterday. Carson and Cynthia did campaign. So obviously Todd is the HOH. He nominated Lamar and Carson. Misha won the veto and she intends to not use it. And both Misha and Todrick intend to vote Carson out over Lamar. But Carson and Cynthia would love for one of, if not both, of Todrick and Misha to vote for Carson to stay and for Lamar to go so that Carson can stay in the game. So that's what they're going to be up to during the day. Misha is going to talk with them and Cynthia basically asks like, hey, why wasn't I put up with Carson? Now you recall from yesterday, Todd talked with both Cynthia and Carson and Lamar was there. And he told Cynthia that he didn't put her up because he didn't want to. He didn't want to put her up. He likes her. That Misha and Todrick, they really wanted her to go up. But he was like, no, I like you, Cynthia. I'm not putting you up, which is not the truth. He didn't put her up because he thought that Carson would not use the veto if he won it, if it meant that Cynthia would stay off the block. So when Cynthia asks Misha, why didn't I go up on the block? Misha said, oh, that was Todd's idea. Cynthia's like, oh, that's weird because he told me that he didn't want to put me up. And Misha explained that the strategy was to prevent Carson from using the veto. And Carson's like, oh yeah, I wouldn't have used the veto.
What can be said about this, Taryn? What can be said besides the fact that Carson too loyal. Carson too loyal. Carson and Cynthia needed probably a bigger crash course on this game. The fact that this move is validated by Carson saying, yeah, he's right, I wouldn't have used it, baffles my mind. It baffles my mind. But again, these are kind of the problems that we've had coming into the end of the season here, when a lot of us are rooting for the same person to take it all. And even that person, you know, you talk like, you know what, I'm gonna pause that. I'm gonna put that back in the bun, and we'll talk about it later. How about that?
All right. We get there. Well, Cynthia is like, oh, well, I'm trying to figure out like who to work with once Carson is gone. And Carson is saying like, you should work with Misha and Todrick. And Cynthia asks Misha, well, do you have a final four? Have you promised final four to Todd and Lamar? And, Misha was like, yeah, I did do that. And they were like, ah, we knew it.
And
they are like, well, just so you know, Todd was talking to us about wanting to beat you, and send you out. So, okay. Good to know.
Good to know. I mean, again, there's two people that pretty much have something working with everybody, and whenever it's convenient, they're going to pick which one they want to put out there. The fringe people will all look at it at one point or another, be like, yeah, we should target them next. Then they get power and they don't do that. So, you know, for all things said, who knows? Who knows if they're ever going to touch the block, even if they don't win the power. They somehow have a stranglehold on this house that no one can explain.
Yeah. So Carson and Cynthia talk afterward. They say their last ditch effort is going to be that they're going to appeal to Todrick, because Todrick and Carson made an agreement at the beginning of the game. They have a relationship outside of the game. They would look out for each other, and that they can cash that in. And hopefully that will be enough to get Todrick to keep Carson in the game. That's the plan.
Yeah. The pitch, TM, as we're calling it on the streets here.
Yes. Well, Misha went to Todrick after they had talked to her, and she was kind of talking through like, oh, well, it seems like Todd and Lamar coming after us now. Great. And, you know, we did kind of make a deal with them. Like, you know, I feel kind of bad. And Todrick is saying, no. Carson is the bigger threat. He needs to go. It's just the way it has to be. And she's like, okay, yeah, you're right.
I mean, these are facts. Ultimately, if we're looking at the game from the lenses of Misha and Todrick, Carson 100% is probably their biggest foil as far as competitive competition wins would go. Now, would Carson necessarily put them up? Again, we've been burned by the stove before. So, maybe it would have worked to their benefit to keep him and work with him. But I think I would say it's Carson's time to go for those two. And I think they have to take the shot now that he's on the block with no veto in hand.
Mm. So Misha is going to not use the power veto, and things will remain the same. There's going to be some tension now. I mean, there's always been some tension between, you know, Todd and Todrick and Lamar and Todrick, but there's going to be a little more tension now, because now Misha knows they're against her. She's going to pick a little bit of a fight with Todd. You know, Todd, he likes to say that, women talk a lot, talk way more than men. Not a fan of it. And, she says, you know, you say women talk a lot, Todd, but I think you talk more than anyone else in this house. And he goes, what? How could you say that about me? Not that he thinks women talk a lot, but that he talks a lot. What? I don't talk more than women? That's nonsense. You are out of your mind, Misha. She's like, no, yeah, I think you do. I mean, you talk to yourself a lot. He's like, that's from prison. I learned that from prison. You got to keep yourself entertained. I definitely do not talk more than Todrick. come on. And she's like, I don't know. I think maybe you do. I think maybe you do talk montagic. Oh.
It's like my mind is like blown.
No. No. Talk more than Todrick. That is just, it's not okay.
It's so funny to me that he says something like that. Like completely just like putting everything as a matter of fact, like, yeah, women talk more. First of all, stop it, Todd. You look stupid. But then this is, to me, this isn't a thing that I would be so upset about if someone said, you know what? No, you talk a lot. Now that I think about it, you're pretty chatty yourself. Why are you getting offended? Who cares? Why is it so insulting to you that you've got the gift of gab? Like, why is that a problem for you? I don't understand it. But also, this is how slow the news is in this house, that this is essentially the big, you know, it's talk gate. This is the big thing of the day that we end up going back to. And, you know, I'm giving Todd Bridges some crap about it. Todrick's going to have feelings about it. This keeps getting brought up around the house. Again, you'd imagine that with the average age being a little bit higher, some of these little petty discussions would not be a big deal. But don't tell Todd Bridges he talks too much. Otherwise, you're not going to hear the end of it.
Don't tell him he talks more than Todrick, because that brings that's a true, I talk more than Todrick. Excuse. How dare you?
Was that the PlayStation 1 loading screen?
No, that was the Brittany. You said something about meat in the South or something.
No, oh, okay. Definitely a different one. Okay, gotcha.
A little bit. Cynthia is going to talk to Lamar. First he's helping her strategize how to get Todrick to vote him. He says, well, you would vote me out. Misha will vote Carson out. Maybe you can swing Todrick to vote me out. I think maybe you can do that. And she's like, but then you'd be gone. It's like, I feel like you and Carson would be more competitive together. But then, as they continue the conversation, she's like, well, what would you do if you won HOH? She's like, oh, I would put up Todrick and Misha. Oh, like, yeah, I really want to do that. That'd be great. I would love to put them up. She's like, oh, I didn't realize you care. And he's like, yeah, you know.
A little bit. Yeah.
He's like, I think that you should work with me and Todd moving forward. I think that the three of us together against Todrick and Misha, I think that's the way.
I mean, 100% that's the way. 100% that's what they should do. But they have to win a competition to do it. Now, between the three of them, one of them has won a comp. It was this week, and it was a food tasting competition. They've not shown to be strong in any of the other categories that have been out there. So, also, listen. For those of you listening, it is not lost on me that the person I'm rooting for to win this show is still figuring out how the voting rules work and is still telling people stuff like, yeah, I mean, if you vote me out, you're competitive. You got this at final six. It's not lost on me. Okay.
Yeah.
The heart wants what it wants, though. I'll just say that much.
And it wants a hot dog.
Yeah. And pancakes.
Yeah. It's
I need a pancake.
Yeah.
There you go.
Carson and Cynthia talk to Todd, he is pissed. Can't talk more than Todd. It's ridiculous. They're like, ah, she just loves Todrick. Don't worry about it. And he's like, yeah, she loves Todd. They're like, so about this Final Four thing you have with Misha, that's still like a thing? Is it over? Oh, it's over. It's over. It has to be over. I'm not just going to sit here and get picked off. Plus, she said I talk more than Todd. It's done. Going after her. Okay.
I love that it's over after his reign is completely done. After he can't do anything about it.
After the one competition that was in his skill set, which is tasting. There's no more tasting competitions, Todd. It's over. That's it.
You had one. This was your 8 mile and it's done now. You're not winning another competition here.
This was the Slumdog Millionaire win of wins.
I mean, the dude went 5 for 5. Like, he hit all of them right. He's never going to have 100% in any of these other comps again. And he got rid of Carson for Misha and Todrick. But listen, is he going to learn from this mistake? Probably not. But we'll see.
Yeah. So Carson and Cynthia are going to come up with their pitch to Todrick. They're thinking up more ideas. They get it ready. They come up with some ideas, and then they have a whole orchestrated secret method of getting Todrick alone. Like, oh, you know, Carson, he's not feeling super well. He's a little sad, and we should come and talk to him over here, and then you can do thing over there with Misha later. And so they get him in, like, all right, we're sorry we had to use subterfuge to get you here. But now that you're here, we've got something for you. We have a proposal. This is what they've come up with. They said, look, we think that you and Misha are going to be in the final two. Going to be in the finals, right? He's like, oh, really? You think that? Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's look at what's happened. You're going to be there. And you know, what we want to offer, and you can tell Misha this, you cannot tell Misha this, whatever you want to do. But, you know, we made a deal at the very beginning, look out for each other. And that's what I'm looking for now. I'm hoping that I can have your vote to stay. And then we would both still be in the game. And what I would like to offer is that myself and Cynthia will then both be votes for you on the jury. So again, you can tell Misha, you can not tell Misha, but we think you're going to be there. And we want you to know that we are on the record as supporting you. So that's the offer.
Low key, this might be the best thing they could have offered Todrick. His votes at the final just shot up big time, and I think his ears perked up a little bit at least. Again, two jury votes in a jury of what, 9? Not bad at all. Now ultimately the question becomes, is he going to use this? Is he going to do this? I wouldn't bet on it, but I also, you know, again, this was the, if they wanted to get his votes to stay, this was the best they could have done. This was, and I'm baffled, Taryn, that they figured out something. They figured out a bargaining chip that actually might work.
I mean, this is the thing. We're talking about how bad Todrick's jury management is, because, he is either like fully berating people into trying to vote, getting them to vote for him, like Chris Kirkpatrick, or he is completely not caring about somebody's vote, like Shayna, and maybe even Teddy, and that, you know, he's bashing people behind their backs that they're gonna see, like, it's all bad, and he basically has no chance to win because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also a house of people who, if they gave their word that they would vote for him in the final two, they would probably still do it, which begs the question, why hasn't he been doing more of this? Why hasn't he been like, all right, Chris Kirkpatrick, I will vote Misha out if you promise me your final two jury vote. Why hasn't he should absolutely take up this offer. If he takes this offer and he keeps Carson, he goes from a 0% chance to win to
17 or 20.
Yeah, 2 out of 9 chance to win. He needs to start making more deals like this. It's why not?
I mean, he literally has nothing else to lose because he's going to lose 9-0 pretty much in finale night unless he starts wheeling and dealing stuff like this. And it is fascinating to me because you're right. This is a house where, you know, the whole integrity and the on my word, these words will last. Like, these people will, I fully believe Carson and Cynthia will vote for him, even if he votes to keep them here and then puts them up with an HOH win right after. I think they'll do it. I think they'll definitely vote for him. Now, do I think that, is it going to change his win? Like, could he win here? No, I think he would still need, what, 3 more votes? I don't know where he's going to get those from. But he doesn't need to know that. This is, again, if you're sitting from where he's sitting, this is 2 people that will not vote with me. Misha, well, I don't think Misha would. Would Misha vote for him if he cut her, you think?
I think she would.
Okay, so then I have Misha. Then I just need 2 more. I can get it. I can make something happen here. Again, this house is a weird house. Anytime we've stood here and we've said, all right, logically, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, the opposite has happened. So I'm not ready to put anything down now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Well, Misha kind of interrupts this conversation before Todrick can really give a response. He did kind of indicate to Carson that he is a big threat and that is kind of scary. Carson's like, what have I won? No, one thing. Two things. After Todrick leaves, Carson says, that went really well. Now it's just up to the universe.
For reference, they also thought everything went really well when the whole throwing Shayna under the bus operation started happening. So the reads aren't a hundo, but I will tell you this, based on where I was standing, I think Todrick at least pondering it, has thought about it, will probably think about it a little bit today. It wasn't ineffective. I wasn't 100% ineffective.
Todrick goes and he talks with Misha afterward. He's doing her makeup. He said he did it once before. And Carson later comes in and sees the makeup. He's like, oh, that's interesting. From a distance that would look great. I can squint my eyes, see it from a distance, it would really look amazing. A little bit circusy. That's what we're going for. Oh yeah, okay, that's great. I love that.
Okay.
He's doing the makeup and he says, yeah, so they pulled me in and they wanted to ask me about my vote. And I said, I needed to talk to you. She said, well, what was their proposal, or was it more of an ask? And he says, it's more of an ask than a proposal. Does not mention the jury vote thing. Just says, there is a part of me that's considering it. She said, well, that's where I was earlier in the day because of the deal we made with them. But, I realized after I talked with you, it's not our fault that Todd won. I couldn't have done better in that food competition if I had tried. If we keep Carson, it's just such a big threat. I just don't think so. Is there a world where we should consider it? And Misha's like, well, do you want to continue to be noble or do you want to win? It's just, there's no use to, in stringing them along for another week when, we're just going to take them out anyway. It's like, well, there's a use for Todrick now, but
yeah, he's got a little incentive now. But I think Misha does a very good job of communicating what she wants with Todrick without really making him feel like he's forced. And I think that is something that will be is very underrated in her game. Just how she is able to put her hand on the scale a little bit to prioritize what she wants in the pairing rather than what Todrick may want in the pairing. Now, obviously, she doesn't know she hasn't been told at this point, yeah, they're going to vote for me at the end, right? Even without that, I think the subtlety is good enough. I think already Todrick was like, kind of like, nah, maybe, maybe not, maybe, maybe not. So we're coming to today. It's Friday. Eviction tonight. I'm going to go ahead and be bold enough to predict Carson's leaving. I don't think this deal is ultimately going to change that. I think Carson's gone here.
Yeah. Basically, the conclusion to this, in this conversation at least, is Todrick saying, yeah, okay, I agree. You're right. We can't keep Carson. Now, that doesn't mean that he, you know, won't approach her again at some point today with the thought of potentially doing this. The big thing for Todrick that he's pitching to Misha is that, hey, if Lamar and Todd are coming for us anyway, then, you know, let's say in some world, Lamar wins this HOH, like we're in trouble. And I do think there's a situation where he could, if he really wanted to make this happen, which he should, go back to Carson and Cynthia, say, can you promise that you will target Todd in the next HOH in addition to voting for me in the final two? If so, I will vote to keep Carson. And then he can bring that back to Misha and say, we can honor our deal and they will, both of them will keep us safe, which means that zero people will be targeting us next week. Everybody will be targeting Todd. And the only way we're in trouble is if Todd wins the veto, which is, you know, a much better position than than their previous position, or at least it's maybe better, right? Like basically Carson would have to beat them in the HOH and Todd would have to beat them in the veto.
Right.
And so that's a pretty specific scenario versus just one scenario where it's theoretically 50-50. Obviously they have a huge leg up in that HOH competition, but even if they then do win the HOH competition, if they put up something like, you know, there's still a scenario where the veto, there's one person who could win the veto that could screw them up by using the veto and forcing Todrick on the block, forcing Misha on the block. So it's not like, at the very least, I think it's kind of a trade-off. Like it's kind of equal both ways. If you can believe that Carson and Cynthia won't target you, which I think you can, and Todrick gets something out of it. So, I think there's a path there. It's just a matter of, can he see it? And does he care enough to take it? And my guess there is no. I think that, as you said, I think that we will see Carson leave here tonight. But especially because, you know, the way that Carson and Cynthia pitched this was less like, we won't vote for you if you don't keep us, and more like, we are on your side. We are supporting you. We will definitely vote for you if you keep us. Mm-hmm. And I think the message that Todrick might have taken from that is like, oh, they'll probably vote for me anyway.
Yeah, like I think I'm swinging them regardless, potentially. And I think that is an important thing to note, is that there was a lot of just them being very chill and very cool with whatever he decides, very accepting, and not enough of a, you don't want to burn us here. Like, we are two people that you have a chance of losing. It was more of a, you will gain us. And I think he thinks he could win them over regardless as well. Now, as far as Carson and Cynthia go, obviously, again, we've been burned before. But I do think that, so let's say they do the deal. Let's say Todrick pitches them the exact scenario you said. Hey, but if you win, also don't target Todd, don't target us. At this point, we'd be at the final five. They're going to target them, right? They're going to fall back.
They're going to honor the deal.
I hate the glue. Get rid of them. Like, just, I was looking for a glimmer. I was looking for the 2 out of 9 chance that you'd be like, no. Yeah, no, they'd put, no. They'll keep Lamar in.
1000% target Todd.
Even if Lamar has a 3% chance of winning this HOH and Carson would have a 30% chance of winning this HOH, I want to gamble with the 3%. I'd rather there be someone that could potentially foil the top two pair here than not. So it is what it is. Carson, you were great in the DRs. We enjoyed you there. You were great on the show. Easily one of the best. It's time to go. It's time to go, son.
Yeah.
We move.
That's pretty much it. I mean, Todrick was also upset about the Todd talks more than me thing. He was like, don't be doing that. Don't be, now they're going to be more mad at me because you defended me. And I to be fair, I think he has a point because they kind of were.
Yeah. Because he has someone fighting battles for him left, right. Like he's got that protection. And I think Todrick's like, I would much rather take all my upsetness about this and vent to myself, to the feeds, let the people know that this is some nonsense that I'm dealing with. He doesn't, again, I think Todrick is operating, you know, trying to get to that end game and doesn't want to be in a bad spot. He's close to the end, 6 days, 5 days left. He wants to get there with as little friction as possible.
Yes. So that's basically what we have. So going into tonight, again, there's a small opportunity for this deal to, lock into place. But more likely than not, we are going to see Carson leave tonight. And it will, as I said, be Lamar and Cynthia versus Todrick and Misha in the HOH. And, you know, I say you take that with a grain of salt because even if Cynthia wins, it's not a guarantee that she does. Misha and Todrick. So, it's really like, it's Todrick and Misha versus Lamar with Cynthia as like a wild card entry.
Yep. Yep. If you thought we could have good things, if you thought, ooh, we might see something happen, you're banking on a Lamar win. Or if Cynthia wins, you're really hoping we don't get about the Jacob Joneses, I don't remember. We're going to get a sequel to the Shayna week. So just wait and see. We'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. We're almost at the end of the season anyway, folks. And remember, no matter how bad the season gets, it's done on Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday, we have a whole new Canadian season ready to go. So you're in good hands. You'll have content regardless. Yeah. On to better things. We'll see.
Yeah. Misha said they should be fine in the HOH competition as long as it's not like shooting hoops. Todrick was like, even if it is shooting hoops, he's still going to lose on a technicality. He's not going to pay attention to the rules.
We need egg on their faces. You see what I'm? We need them to come down a step. That's our Lamar Odom ready to go. We need it. We need it, Lamar. Yeah. Please. I would love it. If you don't, that's what I'm expecting is you don't. But if you do, I'd be so happy. Okay, just give us that once.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that chose B for every answer in the veto competition, apparently, which we will see tonight, I guess.
So, hey, listen.
Let's hope it's not a quiz.
Yeah. Well, if it's a quiz, I think Cynthia has shown to be good at the quiz. But you just mentioned the wild cardness there, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Anything else you wanted to talk about, Puya?
Nothing that's vital to the gameplay. I did see something. I did see a post earlier today that Todrick was talking about how he doesn't really pay his YouTube editors and that, he never told them that they were getting paid. So they're expecting to get paid, but they don't get paid. It's a whole thing.
Well, he told the whole story about the dancers mm-hmm. and how, according to him, it was sort of like he put out a thing that he has had situations where he puts out a call for dancers and says, this isn't a paid opportunity. It's just if you want to be in this video. And then he's like, well, and then I got in trouble because people who never, thought they would be paid, thought they should be paid. And then he said, and I also had this, this assistant that was out of their mind and they teamed up with this one dancer and they smeared me. He tells the whole story to Misha. If you want to get Todrick's, so I think it was, maybe around like 11 or midnight ish, Big Brother time in the bathroom.
Yeah, somewhere in the midnight 30 area. I mean, I honestly feel like I don't expect him to be on Twitter longer than 3 minutes before he deactivates for a while. I don't see him sticking around because it's going to be he's in for a lot. He's in for a lot on these Twitter streets. So I feel like he's going to take a break from social media, or he should, rather, honestly. He should just leave for a little bit.
I think he said he was going to, right? Like if people are...
If people were not receptive or like nice, then I was like, all right, well, then you're not going to come back. It's fine.
All right. So that's what we got for you today. Of course, we will be back tonight. I will be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode along with all of you. These 2-hour episodes, they can be slow at times. So come hang out. We'll have fun. Then after the episode, we will be live to recap what we saw here on the Friday night eviction episode. We may have HOH results by the end of the podcast, but probably not. That's sort of not been the case thus far. The HOH competitions have gone pretty late by tomorrow morning, though, at 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. And we should have an HOH result for you by then. And if it is, in fact, Lamar, then, you know, maybe Puya will show up with a hot dog costume again. Who knows?
Maybe. That's pretty much any podcast I do from here to the finale. I wear the hot dog costume for good luck.
Yeah. If Lamar wins, Puya is stuck in the hot dog costume for the rest of Celebrity Big Brother. How about that?
You know what? Deal. That's how much I believe in our guy. I'm going to end up wearing this. I'm actually going to be out of town, for the weekend. I'm going to be gone tonight and tomorrow. So if Lamar does win, at me on Twitter, at Puyaism. I want to wake up to like notifications that he's won. If he didn't win, leave me alone. Let me enjoy my weekend in peace. Okay.
Just want to live in, the Schrodinger's box of he could have won. He could have not won. Right. I'm living in that reality.
Get back Sunday. Oh, he's on the block. Okay.
Oh, he's about to go home tomorrow night. All right. Well, at least I didn't have to sit through 2 days of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we've got. Check out my YouTube channel. Go hang out on Twitch, Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Talking about Raised by Wolves with Josh and Grace over on Kosher Recaps. Check that out. And the Taryn Show, Bryce Isaiah, came out this week. Very, very fun. So make sure you tune in for that. Puya, where can people find you?
So the aforementioned at Puyaism on Twitter, twitch.tv/Puya. Do streamer 3-4 times a week. 90 Day Fiance was on a bye week this week. It'll be back this upcoming week. Rob and I will talk about everything going on before the 90 days over there. I did kickstart a new podcast with Chappelle over on Post Show Recaps, covering the show Bel Air, which premiered on Peacock this past week. It's really good. I'm very, very excited. We said we're going to do one episode. We watched one episode. We said we're doing the whole season. So definitely check that out where you catch your podcasts. And then ultimately, you know, Big Brother's still going on. BB Can will be coming back. I'll be there too. And then a week after BB Can starts, Masked Singer will be back. And I'll be there talking about season 7 of The Masked Singer. So a lot is coming your way from me. And I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here today, and we'll see all of you next time.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.